Today, playing inflation chicken with wonky monthly data. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one that is post covering finance and property news. Well, you'll recall that the Australian October monthly CPI indicator from the ABS came in below market expectations at 4.9% for the year, compared with the consensus of 5.2%. Now, there were a number of factors which messed with the data, as I discussed in my previous show. And according to CBA, other surveys now also suggest that the trimmed mean CPI in the fourth quarter 23 is unlikely to be stronger than the RBA's 1% over the quarter forecast. But these monthly numbers are flaky because the critical services price movements are not captured. They only appear in the quarterly series, which is due out in January. Now, as I discussed in my earlier show, the problem is the last mile, in that getting the last part of inflation down towards the target is the hardest, especially when the RBA now has a 2.5% centre target. And as in the US data out yesterday, the services inflation, which is driving the numbers, is now the question as goods inflation eases back. And on this theme, Statistics New Zealand on Wednesday released the new monthly gauge there, which captures just 45% of the CPI basket. The gauge includes a number of volatile items that can cause sharp quarter-to-quarter swings in the CPI. The November update highlighted softness in the prices for air travel, which offset a smaller-than-expected decline in food prices. Now, Westpac believes that today's data reinforces the downside risk to the Reserve Bank of New Zealand's forecast for a 0.8% rise in consumer prices in the December quarter. And so Westpac has revised down their forecast for December and core inflation to 0.3% from 0.6% previously, and that would leave prices up 4.5% for the year. Westpac said the Reserve Bank of New Zealand will take some comfort from the easing in headline inflation. However, while we have seen volatility in some specific prices, some of this is just reversing the large price rises that we saw during the pandemic as a result of supply chain disruptions. And that won't be an enduring source of deflationary pressure for the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, Westpac warns. Core inflation, especially for domestic prices, remains elevated. And that means that inflation is still set to remain far above the Reserve Bank of New Zealand's target well into the new year. And again, the problem is the services sector, where wage increases feed into the cost of services sold, and where the real problem now clearly is. So the conclusion from all this is that firstly, partial monthly numbers may well deceive and should be taken with a truckload of salt. And when the quarterly numbers land later, check out the services components, because goods price inflation may well be coming under control, but I have my doubts about services inflation. And within that, watch in particular the rental and housing sector, because of course we know that there, rents are still raging and raging strong. The way the economy is set at the moment, Australia, of course, has recorded record numbers of people coming in, thanks to the current mad migration program. Governments will have to spend money on infrastructure and housing to keep up with that population growth. And if they don't, then living standards go backwards. And if they do, then they're going to have a problem of increased debt and increased inflation. So they're fire hosing record numbers of people into the country, and we just don't have the housing and infrastructure to keep up. So that means we've got people being made homeless, we've got rents going through the roof, and living standards becoming crushed, which of course means more inflation, hence higher rates for longer. So my closing point is this: addressing inflation is not just about the RBA rate decisions, but it's also about the broader policy settings like migration. And the recent changes as proposed by the current government are messing around the edge. Whilst they are throttling back students, they're not dealing with the core issue. So expect rents to continue to rage higher, expect that to flow into higher services inflation, and that means that rates will be higher for longer. Government policy settings need to change if we are really seriously going to get inflation back under control. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.